Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 45, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 45, God is the mind with which I think. Today's idea holds the key to what your real thoughts are. They are nothing that you think you think. Just as nothing that you think you see is related to vision in any way. There is no relationship between what is real and what you think is real. Nothing that you think are your real thoughts resemble your real thoughts in any respect. And nothing that you think you see bears any resemblance to what vision will show you. You think with the mind of God. Therefore, you share your thoughts with Him as He shares His with you. They are the same thoughts, because they are thought by the same mind. To share is to make alike or to make one. Nor do the thoughts you think with the mind of God leave your mind, because thoughts do not leave their source. Therefore, your thoughts are in the mind of God as you are. They are in your mind as well, where He is. As you are part of His mind, so are your thoughts part of His mind. Where then are your real thoughts? Today we will attempt to reach them. We will have to look for them in your mind, because that is where they are. They must still be there, because they cannot have left their source. What is thought by the mind of God is eternal, being part of creation. Our 3 5-minute practice periods for today will take the same general form that we used in applying yesterday's idea. We will attempt to leave the unreal and seek for the real. We will deny the world in favor of truth. We will not let the thoughts of the world hold us back. We will not let the beliefs of the world tell us that what God would have us do is impossible. Instead, we will try to recognize that only what God would have us do is possible. We will also try to understand that only what God would have us do is what we want to do. And we will also try to remember that we cannot fail in doing what He would have us do. There is every reason to feel confident that we will succeed today. It is the will of God. As I contemplate this lesson, it comes at a time when I've been deeply touched by a quote from Ramana Maharshi. This quote comes from the Garland of the Guru's Sayings. It's this quote, number 94. Though self, which is ever still, because of it, seems to move with the movement of the unsteady mirror, the mind. It is never the real self that moves, but only its reflection, the mind. I'll read it once more. Though self, which is ever still because of it, seems to move with the movement of the unsteady mirror, the mind. It is never the real self that moves, but only its reflection, the mind. This quote talks about the mirror and the mind. The mind is the mirror. And that the mind, when it is focused directly on the self, there aren't any other thoughts that aren't my true thoughts. And when I look away from the true self, that is when other thoughts not of the true self, enters into the mirror, into the mind. This lesson talks about the true thoughts of God, and that those thoughts are the thoughts in our mind. And it's the same lesson. When I look away from the truth and I add in other thoughts, those are not the thoughts of God. I feel a devotion for the mirror to be pure, no added thoughts. And this is what the lesson is asking us to do. This quote reminded me of gazing into Ramana Maharshi's eyes in a book I was reading. And when that occurred, I was reminded of the night that my father decided to take himself off of his oxygen. And so for the 2 hours before they took him off the oxygen, before his body was laid aside, during that time we talked. But we also at one point locked eyes. And we were just staring and gazing into each other's eyes. I had done this type of exercise before, where a facilitator says, turn to the person next to you and gaze into their eyes. And when I was doing it then, I was feeling very uncomfortable looking into the eyes. The ego was very active, and I felt very uncomfortable. And I wanted to pull my gaze away very shortly after starting. But that night with my father, I didn't want to pull my eyes away. I never wanted to pull my eyes away. I want them to be there, always, gazing into his eyes. And this quote instilled in me this devotion to gaze into self's eyes, not allowing any other thought to come up, but being engaged completely in the eyes of self. Having the mirror pointed directly at self, keeping the mind pure. And that is what the exercise is today. Looking directly into self, having a devotion to keeping the mind clear of other thoughts. And in doing this, we will see our truth. We will feel our truth. We will be our truth. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, Help me today to remember my devotion to my true self. When I turn the mirror or the mind away from self, remind me where my devotion lies and guide me back to looking only into true self's eyes. I read in a book that Ramana Maharshi was talking about how the heart is like the sun and it radiates, and the mind is like the moon and it reflects that light of the heart. Holy Spirit, help my mind to reflect the heart and only the heart today. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind by taking a few deep breaths. Sinking into our seats, reminding ourselves of what our spiritual aspiration is. Reminding ourselves that we are here for these minutes to sink deeply into our hearts, into our truth. Allowing the mind to reflect the heart. We come into awareness. We turn inwards. We become aware of being aware. We gaze into the awareness of awareness, focusing only on that. The awareness of awareness is the heart. It radiates out, and we allow the mind to reflect only it. Wherever you sense awareness of awareness to be, this is the heart. You can shift wherever the awareness of awareness seems to be, shifting it down into the right side of your chest, or leave it where it is. Feel a devotion to watching this awareness of awareness. We do it out of love, compassion for ourselves and all beings. We sit attentive to it. We allow the mind to reflect the heart. We add nothing in to the mind that is not in the heart. If we notice we have added something into the mind, a thought, we simply are aware of it and we let it go. Our devotion lies not in that thought. Our devotion lies only in gazing into the eyes of the heart, our true self. Allowing awareness of awareness to reveal our true self. Stay here in the devotion to self. Thank you for joining with me in allowing the mind to reflect only the heart. Namaste.